All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Ready to unlock some serious financial power today?
I think
I
so.
hope so. We're diving deep into credit reports and FICO scores.
Oh, yeah.
Think of it as our quest for, like, excellent credit, right?
That's right.
Our trusty guide. Excerpts from AC Wealth Book, 20 Hacks and 6 New Habits That Can Transform Your Credit Profile.
Sounds good.
Actionable strategies, boost your score, snag those amazing loan
Yeah,
terms. Everyone
exactly.
wants those amazing loan terms.
It's all about understanding the system.
Right.
Because let's face it, a good credit score is like a golden ticket these
Oh, it
days.
really is.
It is.
Okay, so
Yeah.
let's kick things off with credit reports.
Okay.
We know they matter, but like, why are they so crucial?
It all boils down to risk.
Okay.
Lenders use credit reports like a financial X-ray, seeing how you've handled debt in the past. They're not just looking at loans and credit cards either.
Oh, really?
Things like your rent, utility payments, even medical bills can factor in.
Wow.
It's
It
true.
really is a full picture of your financial health.
Yeah.
I've got to ask, though,
Yeah.
if it impacts everything from mortgages to even insurance rates, what happens if you have bad credit or like no credit history at all?
That's when things get tricky.
Okay.
You might face higher interest rates, limited loan options, or even get denied for apartments.
Oh, wow.
Building good credit is like building a solid foundation for your financial future.
Solid foundation, got it.
Yeah.
But this whole FICO score thing,
Yeah.
it's kind of a mystery. Is it just like a magic number?
It's definitely not magic,
Okay.
though it can feel that way sometimes.
It can. It really can.
Your FICO score is a three-digit summary of your creditworthiness.
Okay.
Think of it as a snapshot of your credit report, translated into a number that lenders can easily understand.
So I'm guessing a higher score translates to those like sweet, sweet loan deals we all dream of.
You got it.
But like, what kind of difference does it really make,
Yeah.
say a 50-point jump?
Okay.
Does it just shave a tiny bit off the interest?
It's way more than that.
Okay.
Or are we talking significant savings?
Yeah, are we talking
A
like,
50-point jump.
yeah.
That can be huge.
Okay.
We're talking potentially thousands of dollars saved over the life of a loan.
Wow.
Lower monthly payments, better terms, the whole nine yards.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
definitely worth striving for.
Okay, color me motivated.
All right.
So spill the beans. What factors are driving this all-important score?
There are a few key players:
Okay.
number of credit cards, total debt, how often you make payments,
Okay.
and whether you've had any accounts go into collections.
Right.
It all gets factored in.
So it's not just about how much debt you have, but how you manage it.
Exactly.
And speaking of management,
Yeah.
our source AC Wealth book mentions a hack using FICO score 2 or 8.
Oh, yeah, that's a great tip.
What's the inside scooch on that?
Most lenders use those specific FICO versions. So monitoring them gives you a more accurate picture of how they see your creditworthiness.
Okay.
It's like peeking behind the curtain.
Ah, so that's how we level up our credit game. But before we get to those hacks,
Yeah.
let's break down the five pillars of a FICO score.
Okay.
I'm ready to build my credit score temple.
All right.
What's the first pillar we need to lay down?
First up, we have payment history,
Okay.
the heavyweight champion at 35% of your score.
Ooh.
Late payments are like kryptonite.
Yeah.
They can seriously drag your score down.
35%.
That's right. Yeah, that makes sense though.
It does.
Lenders want to see consistency and reliability, right?
Absolutely.
All right, what's the next pillar in our credit score foundation?
Next is credit utilization,
Okay.
clocking in at 30%.
Right.
This one's all about how much of your available credit you're actually using.
Okay.
Lower is better, showing lenders you're not overextending yourself.
So maxing out those credit cards every month isn't exactly a recipe for financial success. Not exactly.
But why is it so important to lenders?
Sure.
Is it just about the risk of you not paying back?
There's more to it than just the raw numbers.
Oh,
High
yeah.
utilization can signal you're relying heavily on credit,
Right.
maybe even struggling to make ends meet. Low utilization shows you're managing your finances responsibly, which
Right.
makes lenders happy.
Makes total sense.
It does.
Okay, on to pillar number three.
All right.
Tell me what we're building with next.
Pillar number three is the length of your credit history,
Okay.
contributing 15% to your score.
Right.
A longer history shows you've been playing the credit game for a while and hopefully doing it well.
So those dusty credit cards from college are actually doing me a favor.
That could be.
I always wondered if closing those old accounts would help or hurt my score.
Closing old accounts can actually backfire.
Oh, no.
Shortening your credit history.
Oh. Okay.
And potentially lowering your score.
I see.
It's usually better to keep them open, even if they're tucked away in a drawer somewhere.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing how each piece of this puzzle fits together.
Mm-hmm.
What's pillar number four all about?
Pillar number four is credit mix, weighing in at 10%.
Right.
This one's about having a diverse portfolio of credit.
Okay.
Credit cards, installment loans like mortgages or auto loans, even rent and utility payments.
Wow.
It shows you can handle different types of credit responsibly.
Interesting. So it's like a balanced diet for your credit score.
That's one way to think about it.
Variety is the spice of life and of good credit, it seems.
It seems so.
What's the final pillar that completes our credit score temple?
Last but not least, we have new credit, accounting for the remaining 10% of your score.
Oh.
Every time you apply for new credit, like a little blip on your radar.
Okay.
Too many blips in a short time can make lenders wary.
So I shouldn't be applying for every credit card offer that lands in my mailbox.
That's probably a good idea.
But why is that a red flag?
Well,
are they worried about me going on a spending spree?
It's partly about spending,
okay,
but also about potential risk.
Okay.
Multiple new accounts can mean you're suddenly taking on a lot of debt.
Right.
Which could make it harder to keep up with payments.
Okay.
Lenders get a little nervous when they see that kind of activity.
Got it. So apply strategically, not impulsively.
Exactly.
Now I'm feeling empowered.
Good.
It sounds like we have more control over our credit scores than we realize.
Absolutely.
AC Wealth Book really emphasizes that anyone can take control of their credit.
That's right.
It starts with getting a clear picture of your current situation.
Uh-huh.
That means requesting your credit reports from all three major credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian.
That's the first step.
We all three.
Yeah.
I always thought they basically had the same information.
Okay.
Why do we need to check all of them?
They should be similar.
Okay.
But sometimes there are variations or discrepancies.
Yeah.
Checking all three ensures you're getting the full picture and can spot any inaccuracies that might be dragging your score down.
So we're playing credit detective.
A little bit.
What kind of clues should we be looking for when we're examining these reports?
Look for anything that seems off.
Okay.
Incorrect personal information,
mm-hmm,
accounts you don't recognize.
Okay.
Payments marked late that were actually on time. Anything that doesn't match your records.
Right.
Those inaccuracies can really impact your score.
So basically, channel our inner Sherlock Holmes and hunt down those credit score culprits.
Exactly.
But what happens if we find a mistake?
Yeah.
Can we actually do something about it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have the right to dispute any inaccurate information with the credit bureau reporting it.
Okay.
They're legally obligated to investigate and correct any errors.
Oh, that's good to know.
It is.
So we get those reports.
Yeah.
We scrutinize them.
Uh-huh.
And we fight for our right to an accurate credit history.
That's right.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
It is, though it does take time and patience.
Okay.
Credit repair isn't an overnight process,
right?
But consistent effort and responsible habits will pay off.
Consistency is key.
It is.
I'm sensing a theme here.
I think there's a theme in personal finance in general.
Yeah, there is.
It is.
Now let's get to the good stuff, those hacks from AC Wealth Book.
Okay, let's do it.
What's the first step on our quest for a stellar credit score?
This first one's simple.
Okay.
But often overlooked.
Okay.
Make sure the address on your credit applications matches your driver's license and other official documents.
Okay, that seems pretty basic.
It is.
But I can see how it could easily slip up if you move.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
But why is it so crucial?
Well,
is it just about getting your bills on time?
It's about more than just convenience.
Okay.
If you miss a payment because a bill went to an old address,
yeah,
it'll ding your credit score even if it wasn't your fault.
Oh, wow.
This hack ensures everything goes to the right place.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
A little organization goes a long way.
It really does.
What's the next hack in our arsenal?
This one's all about cleaning house.
Ooh.
Get rid of any outdated or irrelevant information lurking on your credit reports.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of outdated information are we talking about?
AC Wealth Book gives some great examples.
Okay.
Previous names that aren't listed in the correct order, old work history that's no longer relevant,
okay,
unmailable addresses,
right,
anything that's cluttering up your report.
So it's like spring cleaning for our credit reports.
Yeah.
But how do we actually get rid of this stuff?
Okay.
Is it a complicated process?
The book recommends calling the fraud departments of the credit bureaus directly.
Oh, really?
They claim it's the most effective way to get things removed quickly and efficiently.
Ah, so pick up the phone, be persistent,
yeah,
and advocate for a squeaky clean credit report.
Exactly.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The book claims this hack can boost your score by 5 points for each item removed.
That's what they say.
Wow.
It's possible.
5 points here, 5 points there. Suddenly we're talking about a serious score boost.
Yeah.
I'm definitely curious to explore this further.
Yeah.
But before we go down that rabbit hole,
yeah,
let's wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
What are some key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
First and foremost,
yeah,
credit reports and FICO scores are powerful forces in your financial life. Mm. Understanding how they work is crucial.
Knowledge is power.
It is.
Especially when it comes to our finances.
Yes.
What else should our listeners keep in mind?
You're not stuck with your credit history.
Okay.
There are concrete steps you can take to improve your score and open doors to better financial opportunities.
It's all about taking control and building the financial future we want.
Absolutely.
Anything else before we move on to part two?
Don't underestimate the power of small changes.
I love that.
Even something as simple as updating your address or removing outdated information can make a difference.
The small steps can lead to big results.
That's right.
Now, before we dive into even more credit boosting strategies in the next part of our deep dive,
okay,
I want to leave our listeners with this. Now that you know the importance of a clean credit report, what will you do differently to ensure yours is accurate and working in your favor?
That's a great question to ponder.
We'll be back in just a moment to uncover even more tips and strategies from AC Wealthbook.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. Our quest for excellent credit continues.
It sure does. Welcome back. Ready for more credit-boosting wisdom from AC Wealthbook?
Absolutely. I'm all fired up to hack my way to a brilliant credit score. What gems are we uncovering next?
Let's tackle payment history.
Okay.
That 35% heavyweight we talked about.
Right. Keeping that pillar strong.
This one's all about consistency.
Okay.
Yeah.
The book mentions automatic payments.
Oh, yeah.
Seems pretty straightforward, but is it really that big of a deal?
It's more than just convenience.
Okay.
Think of it as a safety net for your credit score. Automatic payments eliminate the risk of forgetting a due date and getting hit with a late fee.
Right.
Late payments are score killers.
Yeah.
Even if it's just an honest mistake.
Makes sense. It's like having a personal finance assistant.
Yeah.
Making sure everything is paid on time every time.
Exact.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah.
What else does the book suggest for keeping our payment history sparkling?
Here's a classic tip that bears repeating.
Okay.
Make more than the minimum payment on your credit cards whenever possible.
I know. I've heard this advice before.
Sure.
But honestly, does it really make that much of a difference?
It's all about the math.
Okay.
Paying extra chips away at your principal faster, which lowers your credit utilization ratio.
Right.
And as we discussed, a lower utilization sends those good vibes to lenders.
Okay.
Plus, you'll save a bundle on interest in the long run.
Okay. You've convinced me.
All right.
It's not just about staying afloat.
Right.
It's about actively swimming towards financial freedom.
It's right.
What's next on our list of credit boosting strategies?
This one's about using those credit cards strategically.
But yeah.
AC Wealthbook suggests designating specific cards for different types of purchases.
Interesting. So instead of just using one card for everything,
right,
I might have one for groceries, one for gas,
uh-huh,
maybe one for online shopping.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a great way to stay organized and keep track of where your money is going.
Right.
But here's how it helps your credit score.
Okay.
Spreading your spending across multiple cards keeps your credit utilization low on each individual card.
Right. Right.
Remember, lower utilization equals happy lenders.
Ah, I'm starting to see the strategy behind this.
Yeah.
It's not just about how much you spend, but how you distribute that spending.
Exactly.
So smart spending habits actually translate to a better credit score.
Precisely.
I love it. Okay. Mm. Are there any other credit card tricks up our sleeve?
Here's one that might surprise you.
Okay.
Keep your oldest credit card account open.
Really?
Even if you don't use it much anymore.
I thought closing old accounts would simplify things,
mm-hmm,
and maybe even help my score.
Okay.
Why would I want to hang onto a card gathering dust in a drawer?
Because it's a testament to your credit history.
Oh, right.
Closing that old account could actually shorten your credit history.
Right.
Potentially lowering your score.
Gotcha.
Lenders like to see that you've been responsibly managing credit for a long time.
So those old credit cards are like vintage treasures.
That's a great way to put it.
The longer we hold on to them, the more valuable they become.
Yeah, they're a record of your responsible financial behavior, and that's something worth preserving.
Okay, I'm sold. I'm keeping those old cards tucked away safely.
Good.
What other credit-boosting secrets does AC Wealthbook have for us?
Let's talk about secured credit cards.
Okay.
They're a fantastic tool for building or rebuilding credit.
Right, secured cards.
Especially for those new to the credit game or who've had some bumps in the road.
I remember learning about them,
mm-hmm.
but how do they work exactly?
They require a security deposit.
Okay.
Which typically becomes your credit limit.
Right.
It's a lower risk option for both the borrower and the lender.
So it's like training wheels for building good credit habits.
That's a great indicator.
You're proving you can handle responsibility before graduating to a regular credit card.
Exactly.
And AC Wealthbook has a hack for maximizing their benefits.
They do.
Use a secured card for small recurring purchases like gas or groceries, and pay off the balance in full every month.
That's the key.
So consistency and responsibility are key, even with smaller purchases.
Absolutely.
It shows lenders you're committed to using credit wisely and making those payments on time.
Uh-huh.
It's all about building that positive payment history.
That's right.
I'm definitely noticing a theme here.
Yeah, I think so.
It seems like a lot of these hacks aren't about tricks or shortcuts.
Right.
But about developing those solid financial habits that lead to good credit naturally.
You hit the nail on the head.
Building good credit is a journey, not a sprint.
It's a marathon.
It's about making smart choices consistently and demonstrating that you can handle credit responsibly.
That's right.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired. Any final words of wisdom from AC Wealthbook before we move on?
Yes, this one is less of a hack and more of a mindset shift.
Okay.
The book encourages us to view our credit score not as a judgment of our worth, but as a tool to achieve our financial goals.
That's so important.
It is.
It's easy to get caught up in the numbers and feel like our credit score defines us.
Yeah.
But it's just a reflection of our financial past, not a prediction of our future.
Exactly. Don't obsess over the score itself.
Right.
Focus on building healthy financial habits that will naturally lead to a good credit score, opening doors to those financial dreams.
I love that. Empowerment over obsession.
That's right.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this segment.
We have.
We've explored strategies for building a strong payment history, maximizing credit card use, and even harnessing the power of secured cards.
Yeah.
Any key takeaways you want to emphasize before we move on to the final part of our deep dive?
It all comes down to this.
Okay.
You have more control over your credit score than you realize.
Okay.
It's not some mysterious force dictating your financial fate.
Right.
With a little knowledge and effort, you can shape your credit future.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And we're not done yet. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll be exploring even more advanced credit building strategies from AC Wealthbook.
Looking forward to it.
Get ready to level up your credit game.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We're back for the grand finale of our credit score deep dive.
Here we are.
You ready to unlock the advanced strategies from AC Wealthbook?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Hit me with those advanced credit building moves.
Let's start with a strategy that's gained a lot of traction.
Yeah.
Debt snowballing.
Debt snowball.
It's like a snowball rolling downhill, gaining momentum as it goes.
Okay. I'm intrigued. But how does a snowball help us conquer our debt?
The idea is to focus on paying off your smallest debts first.
Okay.
Regardless of interest rates.
Okay.
While making minimum payments on all your other debts.
Gotcha.
As you knock out each small debt, you free up more cash flow to tackle the next one, creating that snowball effect.
I love that visual. It's like those small wins fuel the fire, making the whole process less daunting.
Right.
But is it really more effective than just focusing on the highest interest rates first?
There's a psychological element at play here.
Okay.
Debt snowballing is about motivation and momentum.
Okay.
It creates a sense of accomplishment early on, keeping you engaged and less likely to get discouraged.
Right.
It's a strategy that tackles not just the numbers, but the emotional side of debt management.
That makes a lot of sense. Sometimes it's those mental hurdles that hold us back the most.
It really is.
Okay. Debt snowballing, check. What else does AC Wealthbook have in store for us?
This next strategy is specifically for homeowners or those thinking about buying a home.
Okay.
Debt consolidation through a cash out refinance. Ooh, that sounds interesting, but also a bit complicated.
Yeah.
Can you break it down for me?
Essentially, you refinance your mortgage for a larger amount than you currently owe.
Whoa.
Using the extra cash to pay off those high interest debts like credit cards or personal loans.
So you're leveraging your home equity to consolidate your debt under one, hopefully lower interest, roof.
That's the idea.
But that sounds like a pretty big financial move.
Yeah, it is. Are there any risks involved?
There are definitely things to consider.
Okay.
You're essentially increasing your mortgage debt.
Right.
So you need to be confident you can handle the new payments.
Right.
It's crucial to weigh the pros and cons carefully.
Yeah.
And maybe even talk to a financial advisor to see if it's the right move for your situation.
Solid advice. It's always good to have a trusted expert in your corner when making big financial decisions.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, what other advanced strategies are hiding in AC Wealth Book?
Let's talk about becoming an authorized user on someone else's credit card. Ah, the classic piggyback strategy.
Yes.
I've heard about this, but always wondered how it actually works.
It can be a helpful boost.
Okay.
But it's important to choose wisely.
Yeah.
Ideally, you want to be added to a card with a long history of on-time payments and low credit utilization.
Right.
The cardholder's good credit habits will reflect positively on your credit report.
Right.
Giving your score a lift.
So it's like borrowing a bit of someone else's good credit karma.
That's one way to put it.
But you're right. It's crucial to make sure the person you're piggybacking on is actually a responsible credit user.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it could backfire.
Big time.
Makes sense. Okay. Any other advanced strategies we should cover before we wrap things up?
AC Wealth Book emphasizes the importance of vigilance. Even when you've achieved your desired credit level.
Okay.
Keep monitoring your credit reports and score regularly.
So it's not a set it and forget it situation.
Yeah.
We can't just reach a good score and then assume everything is good forever.
Unfortunately not. Life happens.
Right.
Things change.
Yeah.
And sometimes errors sneak onto your credit report.
Yeah.
Regular monitoring allows you to catch any issues early.
Okay.
And address them before they snowball into bigger problems.
Makes sense. It's like a routine checkup for our financial health.
Exactly.
Maybe set a calendar reminder to review our credit reports at least once a year.
That's a good idea.
Are there any tools that can make this process easier?
Absolutely. Credit monitoring services can be a lifesaver.
Okay.
They alert you to any changes or suspicious activity, giving you peace of mind and helping you stay proactive.
Wow. We've really gone deep on this credit score quest.
We have.
From understanding the five pillars to uncovering those simple hacks, and even exploring advanced strategies like debt snowballing and cash out refinancing.
Yes.
AC Wealth Book has been a treasure trove of information.
It has.
As we wrap up this episode, what's the one message you want our listeners to take away?
I hope our listeners feel empowered. Your credit score isn't a mystery.
Oh.
It's a reflection of your financial habits.
Right.
And with knowledge and effort, you can take control of your credit and use it as a tool to achieve your dreams.
So true. We've learned that we have more control over our credit scores than we might think.
We do.
It's all about understanding the system and making those smart choices consistently.
Absolutely. And remember, you're not alone on this journey.
Right.
There are resources available, financial advisors, credit counseling agencies, even a financially savvy friend or family member.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate to reach out for support.
Great point. We're all in this together.
We are.
Now, before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. Knowing what you now know about the power of credit, what actions will you take to improve your credit profile and unlock a brighter financial future? Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic to explore.
It sounds good.
Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving for that excellent credit.
See you next time.